beloved, the Father of Light, is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
I thank God for his life. I will please appreciate it if we can rise on our feet as we receive the ministry of Pastor Tayo Ladejo. Pastor, you're welcome. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you very much. Please, you may have your seat. Amen. May the Lord God honor you in Jesus' name. That talk is 2019 has been tremendous. Amen. God has been faithful to us. He's given us incredible open doors. And God has done so much in our lives. How many of you can say that God has given us such a breakthrough in the Spirit? Praise God. It's done so much. There's been a lot of penetration. There's been a lot of change. There's been, you know, unprecedented impartation of the Spirit and of life. Amen. We just pray that the Lord who has begun a good work, he will complete it in Jesus' name. May we have a word of prayer. Father, we appreciate you and we are thankful to you for the privilege of being called by your name. Thank you for counting us worthy. Lord, we thank you for the redemptive blood of the Lamb that has chosen us. Lord, we appreciate you. We adore you. We bless you, O God. Lord, as we go into your world, I pray that you will speak to your church. Speak to your children. Let your word come with power. Let it minister life. Let it minister clarity. Let it bring illumination. Let it effect transformation in the lives of your children. And we not being forgetful hearers, but that we will bear fruit unto righteousness, bringing glory to your name and blessing to humanity. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I actually have two messages. Amen. And I trust the Lord. I believe it's not going to take so much of time to be able to deliver the two messages. After the session this afternoon, you know, a young man walked up to me and a few other folks and asked a question. And that triggered something in my spirit. And I perceive I should speak a little in that regard. Amen. So the two-edged sword of the Spirit this evening, I'll be speaking briefly on our divine mandate. Then second, I'll be speaking briefly on battle cry. Praise God. So please turn your Bible with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'll read verse 16 and 17. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you." 17. "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Praise the Lord. It's so fascinating. It's so fascinating that the scripture describes us as the temple of God. Do you know that technically, I mean, in reality, we are God's temple. And that's the reason why God saved us. The reason why the Lord Jesus paid the ultimate price for our redemption is so that our entire life would serve as God's habitation in the earth. Praise God. Does that make sense? I'll say that again. The reason why the Lord Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for our redemption is so that our entire life will serve as God's habitation. So you are a temple of the living God. Can you turn to someone by your side and tell the person, you are the temple of the living God? Now, but you will notice something from the scripture. You know, if you read through 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you know, somewhere from verse 18 down, you will see in the scripture again, the Bible says, I'm just paraphrasing it, that God's ultimate intent and ultimate plan for us is that we will become His habitation. Now here he's telling us we're already His habitation. Now he's saying that we will become His habitation. Because God wants to walk among us. He wants to dwell with us and walk among us. Praise God. So that we will be His sons and daughters and He will be our Father. First he said He will be our God and we will be His people. Then he says, we will be sons and daughters. Why? He will be our Father. Praise God. So when you look at the Word of God, it's interesting. The Word of God will tell us that, or rather infer that we are already the temple of the living God. And then the Word of God will tell us that God wants to make us up as His edifice. You see in the scripture, the Bible will tell us that we are already crucified with Christ. Then in the scripture, the Bible will say that we need to be crucified again. Praise God. Now, when you're not properly observant, you could say that, that's like a paradox. But if you are careful and thorough, you realize that the Word of God is consistent. Praise God. So what are we talking about? Now, we all know, I believe many of us know, that one of the implications of the redemptive work of Christ, the redemptive work of the cross, is that Christ Jesus took our sins. Isn't that so? Not only did He take our sin, He took it in our place, on our behalf. And therefore, there is something called the principle of substitution. Isn't that so? That is what our justification by faith is based on. It means when Christ Jesus died on the cross, we died on the cross. Isn't that so? When He was raised from the dead, we were raised from the dead. So therefore, we are saved. We are already crucified. Our body of sin has been hung up on the cross with Christ Jesus. So this is what we're saying. What we're saying is that, I'll put it this way, which is what the Word of God clearly states. Legally speaking, let's not say legally speaking. Legally speaking, the victory of the cross in our life is based on the legal reality of the redemptive work of Christ. Praise God. I'll say that again. The victory of the cross in our lives is first based on the legal reality of the redemptive work of the cross. The realm of the Spirit is a dimension that is governed by laws and principles. Isn't that so? When the first man sinned, the implication of that is that mankind has sinned. Isn't that so? We all inherited sin in Adam because the realm of the Spirit is governed by laws and principles. But beautiful thing, God applied a different law, that when Christ Jesus became redeemed, we all became redeemed in him. Isn't that beautiful? So therefore, if you are going to walk in victory, and we will walk in dominion, and we will accomplish and exhaust everything written in the Word of God, you will always look at the cross. What is established in the cross is what is true concerning you. What is fulfilled in the redemption is what is written concerning us. Praise God. So that's why I would say that the victory of the cross is based on the legal reality accomplished by the redemptive work of Christ. Praise God. So therefore, legally speaking, we are already saved entirely. You know what that means? Spirit, our spirit is redeemed and saved. Our soul is redeemed and saved. Our body is redeemed and saved, legally speaking. Praise God. Legally speaking, it is settled. The price has been paid. We are crucified with Christ. The body of sin has been done away with. We have victory. We have absolute victory over sin, over the flesh, over lust. Praise God. Now, but that is about legal reality. Functionally speaking, our spirit is saved. Isn't that so? We're new creation in Christ Jesus. We don't have sin embedded in our spirit. But functionally speaking, our soul is being saved. Praise God. Anyone who has acknowledged the saving grace of Jesus has begun the journey. Isn't that so? And if you have begun the journey, your soul is going through an ongoing process of salvation. Functionally speaking, our body shall be saved. Isn't that so? So legally speaking, we are already healed. Legally speaking, we are already delivered. Legally speaking, we are forgiven. Legally speaking, we are saved. Our spirit is saved. Our soul is saved. Our body is saved. But functionally speaking, our spirit is saved. Glory be to God. We are forgiven. In fact, I love how Ephesians 1:7 puts it. It says, in him we have redemption. The word redemption there is the word, is taken from the Greek word apolutrosis, which means ransom. Ransom means that the price was paid in full. That the Lord Jesus did not, it wasn't a dialogue. It wasn't by dialogue. The price for our redemption, our liberation, our deliverance, our healing, our forgiveness, the price for our restoration, the price for our attainment of glory, the price for dominion was named and was completely paid. Praise God. The Bible says in him we have redemption, even forgiveness of sin. The word forgiveness from the original context doesn't mean pardon. The word forgiveness is taken from the root word aphesis. It means remission of sin. That means eradication of sin. Our sin has been completely eradicated. So it does not exist. It's like you never sinned, because it was completely resolved by the cross. That is about the legal reality. But experientially speaking, you have to take what is true legally. You have to get into the knowledge of the truth. We have to buy into the mind of God. We have to invest into the truth. We have to be transformed by what is written. And then what is legally true concerning us will become an experiential reality. Praise God. Praise the name of Jesus. Let me share a testimony. I remember a couple of years ago, about 2015, my wife and I were in Cape Town, and she was the one that was going through a medical process, and I just was running a routine test, and then it was said that I had hepatitis B. Now, it was at the time that we were trying IVF and all that, so I've done the test a couple of times, I mean, those basic tests. Nothing was ever discovered. I never ever had anything, but suddenly it was hepatitis B. And the fellow who handled the test was the best blood doctor in the world, a Nigerian professor. So you can't say he made a mistake. In fact, I was told in that hospital they don't make mistakes. They don't make such error. So when I told them that it can't be true, now they said that we don't make mistakes here. So he told me that not only was it tested, that, you know, it was found to be positive, he said he tracked it. He gave an explanation. I hope I'm accurate. It's like everybody has certain number in a measure. So if yours is within 500, you are okay. But once it's above 500, it's alarming. And mine was something close to 10,000. Praise God. So they checked my liver. My liver was in perfect condition. So I said, no problem. Give me 1 month. I will sort it out. Okay, they gave me a month. And I was asked to repeat the test in Lagos. And I was asked to do it in their own laboratory, Pathcare, in Victoria Island. So I spent a month burying myself into the Word of God. Every day, I would take healing scripture and speak it to myself. I was reading Pastor Sheyi's book on faith, very powerful. I saw a lot about faith, faith that speaks what it seeks, praise God. I saw faith that endure insult. Hey, you need to get this book. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I saw different principles and operation of faith in there. Praise God. So I saw faith that declares what is true. You know, one of the things said there is that faith declares what is true. Praise God. So I saw that. I spoke the word of God to myself. I said it to myself, meditated on it, I thought through it. You know, there's a faith that thinks, praise God, from this book. The faith that thinks what is true, praise God. So I completely absorb into my thought pattern and my mindset what is written, what is true in the redemption. And a month after, but after that month, I knew it is impossible for every cell of my body was screaming, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I knew there would be no virus, there would be no bacteria, there would be no disease that would be able to survive the power of endless life at work in my inner man. So I submitted myself, I went to Pathcare and they ran the test. When they checked it, it was drastically low. It was in units. And they sent the result directly to the doctor in Cape Town. And he saw it, he was confused. I said, you people don't make mistakes now. Praise God. I repeated the test. My healing was certified. Because the word of God cannot be broken. Praise God. So I challenge us to begin to buy into the legal reality. The Bible tells us that Christ Jesus has become to us righteousness. As you buy into that, as you meditate in His word and get to know Him, righteousness becomes a living soul, a living force in your soul. It becomes a driving energy that the power of sin cannot withstand. Praise God. So, but it is our responsibility to invest, to take that which is true, that which is written, and internalize it in our hearts, internalize it in our being, And then that which is legally true will become a functional reality in our lives. One of the things we're supposed to be doing is to constantly rise to that dimension in the spirit where there is constant application of the truth of God. Proven application of the truth of God. Praise the Lord. Hey, praise God. We have Honorable Tolu Ashe. Praise God. Let's put our hands together for him. Borokini, God bless you. You're welcome. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. So I was saying to us again that legally speaking, our spirit is saved, our soul is saved, our body is saved. But functionally speaking, our spirit is saved, our soul is being saved, and our body shall be saved. Praise God. Now the beautiful thing is this. The essence of the redemptive work of Christ is that we have been elevated to that, you know, estimable position. Praise God. We have been elevated to that position of prestige in the realm of the Spirit where we will ultimately serve as God's dwelling in the earth. What I'm putting to us is that God has called and chosen us to fulfill this mandate, which is to domicile His glory and His essence in the earth. Praise the Lord. We are all called and chosen by God to domicile His glory and His essence in the earth. And the scripture gave us the criteria. That scripture we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 and 17. The criteria is clear. The criteria is pure. That is our purpose. This is the reason for which we are existing. It is to domicile His glory. It is to domicile His essence in the earth. So that when people see you, they can see God. When people touch you, you can serve as God's contact point to humanity. When people come face to face with you, they can touch the love of God. They can touch the power of God. They can touch the glory of God. Our purpose in life is to domicile His glory and to domicile His essence. Praise the Lord. That's why the scripture is telling us, when you understand that you have been chosen to be a mobile carrier of His glory, to be a mobile carrier of His essence, the weightiness of God. When you understand that, you will be motivated to consecrate yourself and set yourself apart to become God's revealed dwelling place in the earth. Praise the Lord. That scripture that says that, how did they put it? That if we, our body is a temple of the living God. Isn't that so? And that is true, legally speaking. But, you know, mind you, the will of God is that everything that is legally true concerning us, God wants to make it a functional reality. Praise God. Our body is already the temple of God, legally speaking. But to become God's mobile house functionally, then, that's why the Bible says, whoever defiles his temple, God will destroy. Praise God. I checked the meaning of the word defy and the word destroy. They're actually the same, from the same root. It's word furo. The word furo means, it means moral depravity. Praise God. Moral depravity. Whoever is given to moral depravity, the word furo again means to disqualify, to cast cast aside, to disqualify, to disapprove. So what that simply means is that anyone given to moral depravity will be disapproved and disqualified from fulfilling the ultimate intent and the purpose of God. Praise God. Which is to domicile His glory and to domicile His essence. We are privileged. We are blessed. God has chosen us to be the Savior. God. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So sweet. Put it on. Okay, cool. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. As we begin to live fulfilling the purpose of God, fulfilling our mandates, then we will begin to emerge as the anticipated Savior that will bring deliverance and liberation to humanity. Praise God. You see, the purpose for your existence is not just that God will prosper you. God will meet your need. God will solve your problem. After that, what is next? The old creation is waiting for the manifestation of sons of God. Praise God. Isn't that written in the Word of God? And that is true. As we begin to live to meet the yearning of God, the yearning of God is that God wants us to become His habitation. God wants us to be a people who domicile His glory and His essence. As we begin to respond to that clarion call, grace is being administered to us to consecrate ourselves. Amen. Then we will become the sons of God. The sons of God that the creatures are awaiting. Praise God. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I think it's better. Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm just going to say one angle at this corner. Amen. So we're talking about the fact that then the creations are awaiting deliverance from God. Creations are awaiting. Nations are seeking for liberation. And that is the reason why church is here. We are the called out ones. It is our prayer that will bring about the solution. It is our lifestyle that will create the atmosphere for deliverance to break forth. It is our commitment. It is the purity of our thinking. The purity of our lifestyle. That's the reason why there's a call unto consecration. There's a call unto coming into alignment with God so that the Word of God will become true, proven, and the Word of God will be fulfilled in our days and in our time. I am challenging us. God has called, the Lord is seeking for where to lay His head. He's calling us unto intimacy. He's seeking for a people who will take up the challenge of knowing Him. He's seeking for a people who will take up the challenge of becoming one with Him. God wants a people He can transfer the seed, the only seed, praise God. A people He can commit the rod of righteousness that will bring forth justice and bring dominion in the earth and manifest the kingdom of God through their lives. And He has called us to be such people. Amen. So that's what has brought us to this note, where I'm just letting us know
There's a battle cry in the realm of the spirit. The battle cry in the realm of the spirit is initiated by the roar of the spirit. Praise God. That's when it's a roar of the spirit. The battle cry in the realm of the spirit is activated by the roar of the spirit. We hear the roar of the spirit. The spirit of God roars from our inner man, from our within. When we fine tune our prophetic frequency to the word of the Lord, when we begin to perceive and sense what is heaven's agitation, what is the heartbeat of the Father, praise God, what is the outcry of God. And that's one of the reasons why we need to pray. We need to prevail in the spirit, in the place of prayer. One of the things prayer does is that prayer clears our climate. Prayer clears our atmosphere so that there can be clarity, there can be freedom, there can be movement, there can be, the word of the Lord can come clearly and pure. There could be such leeway in the spirit. Praise God. I sense in the spirit the Lord is bringing upon us breakthrough in the spirit. The season of breakthrough has come. That's one of the things that this warfare of the kingdom has triggered. This conference. I sense the Lord is giving us open heavens. And you're not going to struggle to hear the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord will come with precision. The voice of the Lord will come with clarity. You will hear the voice of your master. And I perceive the Lord is saying, where as you hear the voice of the Lord, the warrior on the inside of you will rise up. For God says the Spirit, I have called you to be giant slayers, and it's time for you to rise up. You will begin to witness the dimension of the Lord God of glory. His warrior frequency. The Lord will arise as a man of war. Listen to this. He wants us to know that there is a visitation. Not even a visitation. There is a takeover in the spirit. There's an apostolic takeover. The kingdom of God, as a result of your devotion, as a result of your passion, as a result of your hunger, the kingdom of God will take over this land. The kingdom of God will be entrenched upon this city. Praise the Lord. The kingdom of God will descend upon this territory. For thus says the Spirit, I have given you this city. I have given you this state. I have given you this region. I have given you this land as a territory to possess. And you will take over. And you will take possession. I perceive the Lord is saying, we will witness judgment like never before. Because something is given way in the realm of the Spirit. There's a blessing of a new day, and the vengeance of the Lord will be revealed. And God says, the Spirit of God, the Lord is going to begin to arise, and He will begin to bring down the spirit of sorcery in this land. He will begin to bring down, He will bring judgment upon activities of witchcraft and spiritism and all sorts of diabolical movement, particularly beginning from the Church of the Living God. Judgment will begin in the house of God. I hear in my spirit, let my people go that they may serve me. The Lord will begin to remove the veil, and clarity will come. Understanding will come. God's people will begin to hunger for the truth. The people of the Lord will no longer be held in captivity, because the Lord is moving. There's an apostolic takeover in the realm of the spirit. The kingdom of God has come. I perceive the Lord is saying, empires will give way. Powers will collapse. Because the Lord is arising upon His people. The roar of the spirit is being echoed over His people. The Lord wants us to know that He will be revealed as the King of Kings. As the King of glory. And the revelation of the name of the Lord, of the frequency of His authority, as the Lord of over His kingdom, as the Lord over His people, that will come and entrench righteousness in the earth. the revelation of the name of the Lord as the King of glory will be preceded by the name of the Lord as the Lord of hosts. For thus says the Spirit, there's a battle cry in the realm of the Spirit. There's a battle cry. And the Lord is saying, it is time for my people to rise up and establish my kingdom, establish my righteousness, and judge iniquity, beginning with your life. It is time to arise. You must be taken over. Your soul must be taken over by the jealousy of his kingdom, because the Lord wants to take over. I sense in the Spirit there's release of grace upon us to dethrone every idol in our soul. Every idol of compromise. Every idol of iniquity. Every idol of the flesh. It is time to bring down the idol, because the throne of the Lord is being revealed. The throne of the Lord is being revealed. You will become an entity of his hall. Wherever you go, wherever you turn, when you speak, heaven will speak. When you arise, heaven will arise. For I can see the Lord is saying, I'm committing my sword into your hand, and you will pierce through. You will pierce through. You will pierce through. As my warrior, you will pierce through. The Lord is stirring and raising up the ministry of intercession, the ministry of warrior. And you will pray and intensify. I'm bringing upon you the best fans in the Spirit. You're going to be birthing revival. And you're going to be birthing the will of God. You'll be birthing the move of the Spirit. Many a times in your meetings, the Lord of hosts will come and take over. The Lord of hosts will come and take over. Many a times in your meetings, the priest will not be able to speak. The priest will not be able to teach. The priest will not be able to preach. The Lord will govern. The Lord will move. The Lord will do great things and do terrible things in righteousness. His name is the Lord. His name is Yahweh. He's the King of glory. He will rule in authority and govern in power. I'm raising up people who constantly are beholding the unveiling of the day of the Lord. The day of his power has come. The day of his glory has come. And thus says the Spirit of God, I will use this mountain. I will use this place as a platform for mighty signs and wonders in the earth. There will be miracles. There will be miracles. There will be more wondrous works. There will be miracles. The Lord will heal the sick. The Lord will open the blind's eyes. He will deliver the oppressed. Miracles will flow. Great things will happen. I see our meetings. Some of the meetings, nobody will touch anybody. The atmosphere of the Spirit will be healing. The atmosphere of the Spirit will be setting the captives free. I sense in the Spirit of the Lord, the cloud of His glory is descending. And there will be mighty works. There will be great deliverance. There will be healing. Incurable diseases will be healed. The Lord will do great things. The Lord will do marvelous things. The Lord will do incredible things. I sense in my spirit, not only is the Lord descending with His healing power and with mighty signs and wonders, the Lord is raising an army of miracle workers. And I'm sending you for the streets to set the captive free. God says the Spirit of God, this is a great day of commissioning in the Spirit. Heaven is sending you forth to do great things and do marvelous things and do the unusual things. I thank to my spirit, the Lord is saying, I am raising custodians of true riches from this house. I thank the Lord is saying, many places where the name of the Lord is being called upon in sincerity and in truth, the Lord will begin to raise custodians of true riches. Those who will know the Lord. Their confidence will not be in the arm of flesh. Their confidence will be in the name of the Lord. And I will equip you from among you I will equip you. I will teach your hand to battle. I will teach your fingers to war. I will equip you and get you ready, because there's going to be transfer of wealth. I will take away the wealth of the wicked and trust it to those who are seeking my faith, who are pursuing my glory, who are seeking the restoration of the name of the Lord and the day of the Lord. The day of His word comes, and the Lord is tearing up His people. You know, I perceive in this place there's a release of grace. I can see streams, different streams, and those streams represent purpose. Many of you that you thought your life is good for nothing, but thus says the Spirit of God, the God of your father who met with Jacob at Penuel, I've come face to face with you. And God says the Lord, you will begin to discover the purpose for your existence. You will begin to discover and find your course in life, and find your course in destiny. The Lord is with you. You know, Joshua, I just thank the Lord, saying that you have labored, and you have been faithful. You have stood fast in the face of intense battle. And the Lord is saying, I'm committed into your hands the authority, the source to execute the kingdom. I will elevate you. I will raise you up as a king, not only in this land, but in this nation. I will raise you up as a king, not only in this nation, but in the continent of Africa. I will raise you up as an icon, not only in the continent of Africa, but thus says the Spirit of God, I am sending you forth, and you will be my mouthpiece. You will speak to the kings of the earth, and you will speak to the rulers of the people. You will consult for them and interpret the dreams of the king. You will be my voice for the nations. You will hold the sword of the Lord, and victory will be effected in His temple. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I just sense God. I sense the Lord is saying to you, the Lord is just starting with you. A new season has been declared upon you. And the Lord is saying, you are bringing forth. You are, first of all, the Lord wants you to know, contention over you is coming to an end. For the heaven has released the baggage. Contention is coming to an end. You're coming to the season of peace. You're coming to the season of prosperity. You're coming into the season of breaking forth. And you will break forth to the right and break forth to the left and possess the gates of your adversary. But God says, the Spirit of God, a new season has come. The past is over. Operations have changed. The Lord is saying a new direction has come. And the Lord will strengthen your hand. The Lord will uphold you with the right hand of His righteousness. The Lord will raise Aaron and all that will intercede for you and stand by you and stand with you. You are not alone in this battle. For the battle is the Lord, says the Spirit of God. Lord, we exalt you. Let's lift up our voices and declare the day of the Lord has come. His praise will be sung in all the earth, and His glory will be revealed. Your majesty, your power, your glory, your authority. Oh, Shafakaba Sefeki. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, I sense in the Spirit the Lord is saying, never look down on yourself. Never think I'm just a lad. No, the Lord is saying, I put the word of the Lord in your mouth, and you will do great exploits for me, because you are seekers of my face. And so therefore, I will use you. I will use you to partner with destiny. I will use you to pave the way. For I commit into your hands the keys of the kingdom. And the Lord It's going to come to pass. You will decree and nations will fall. You will declare and nations will rise. I give unto you open doors. You will begin to find your place of relevance in purpose, in destiny, in the ministry, in your time, in your age, in your generation. You know, I have a confirmation in my spirit. The Lord is going to begin to raise young men and women who are nobody. People that have been despised and maligned by men. The Lord will begin to raise them from this house and lift them up as ensigns. But thus says the Spirit of God, I am opening you up to the prophetic realm. I will raise prophets from this house. I will raise seers from this house. I will raise prophetic intercessors from this house. I will raise prophetic psalmists from this house. You will prophesy with the song of the Lord. You will prophesy with the word of the Lord. You will prophesy as scribe with pen and declare the glory of the Lord. And I will show you great and mighty things. I will show you things that will come to pass. I will use you to trigger events in the earth. I will use you. And the Lord is releasing ideas to men and women. The Lord is releasing innovations. The Lord is releasing inventions. I will open doors for you. Don't be afraid. Don't write off yourself. Do not say, I am little, for the Lord is with you. I will do exploits through you. I will use you to rise up and emerge as beacon of hope in your generation. I will use you as a message. I am raising from this house a fresh fruit, a fresh fruit, a fresh fruit of an army, of a people, of a choice people that will emerge in the body of Christ, says the Spirit of God. You know, Auntie, I just perceive the Lord is saying, I can hear recompense. Recompense. You have labored. You have served. You have prayed. You have labored with tears. You have served. You have travailed. You have interceded. And you have endured. For thus says the Spirit of God, the days of your pain are over. Amen. The days of weeping and yearning is over. Amen. For the day ahead of you is pregnant. Amen. For rain is coming.
Yes.
The rain of abundance.
Yes.
The rain of revival.
Yes.
The rain of prosperity.
Yes.
And it's about to rain.
Yes.
There's going to be mighty flood.
Amen.
And the flood that is coming, that I am going to use you to midwife, that is coming upon my people, is for the deliverance of the nations. It's for the blessing of mankind. I will do great and mighty things. I will do things. I will do things. I will use you as a standard of the handmaiden of the Lord, who is a true seeker of his faith, who is a true lover of his ways, says the Spirit of God. The Lord has rebuked the accuser of the brethren for your sake.
Amen.
And you have victory.
Amen.
The Lord is saying contention is over.
Amen.
There will be so much peace.
Amen.
There will be so much relief.
Amen.
There will be so much grace.
Amen.
There will be so much victory.
Yes,
says the Spirit of God. You know, honorable, I just think the Lord is saying to you, He has placed responsibility on your shoulder. And He has set you apart as a son of the kingdom. He has set you apart as God's chosen one. And thus says the Spirit of God, you may not have the backing that you expected from man, even from the church. You may have suffered a lot of castigation more than support. But the Lord is saying, I am with you. I have chosen you for this purpose. I have chosen you to do my will. I have chosen you to accomplish my pleasure. I have chosen you to lift up the banner of the name of the Lord among the heathen. And thus says the Spirit of God, I'm going to use you to cancel. You will be a counselor to kings. I will use you. I will raise you up as a god to the pharaohs of this world. And the Lord is saying, it is high time. It is high time. It is high time. It is high time for you to come into that place beyond natural responsibility, beyond politics. It is time for you to come and put on your beautiful garments. It is time for you to put on your authority. It is time for you to put on righteousness and clothe yourself with the white linen. It is time for you to clothe yourself. It is time for you to put on that understanding, the understanding of your prophetic mandate, the revelation of your prophetic responsibility. It is time for you to know that you are not just an ordinary person. There must be a knowing of the knowing of the knowing deep down within that you have been chosen for such a time as this, says the Spirit of God. The Lord is saying, I am your cover. The mercy of God is covering you against every diabolical activity, against every destructive work of darkness. The Lord is your shield. And I also say to my spirit, it is time for you to bring yourself under covering. You know, I don't know what constitutes your covering in the spirit. You know, I just see a thief. You know, you are exposed. The Lord says, it's time to bring yourself under covering. Spiritual covering. I'm talking about local church. I assume you belong to a church. But the Lord is saying, it's time to bring yourself under a covering. Among the brethren who understand your purpose and understand your mandate and who will stand by you and speak into your life. The Lord is with you. He has chosen you for greatness. He has chosen you to be a mentor to many of these people in power. The Lord has given you proximity. He has not only placed you in authority, He has given, and He's going to give you greater, much greater proximity to thrones. You will father the pharaohs of this age. You will speak the counsel of God and speak the mind of God to them. The Lord will hold your hand. The Lord is with you. You are not alone. The Lord wants you to know He has called you and chosen you and sent you forth to stand for Him, not to represent man, not to speak for man, not to speak for any entity, but your allegiance must be to the King of Glory. Father, we exalt you. Let's bless the name of the Lord and adore Him. Glory be to God.
You've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.